Welcome to the Online Writing Insider, a podcast designed to give you an edge in the world of written online content. The Online Writing Insider is hosted by HubPages.com, an online writing community where everyday experts publish, share, and earn from their online articles. Hi, everyone. Today, I, Simone Smith, am sitting next to Michelle Pedro, who is not only a staff member at HubPages, but also a relatively new hubber. How many hubs have you published so far, Michelle?
Two.
Okay, so she's published two, which is a good number for a beginner. That's twice as many as someone who's published one.
That's true.
Yeah. And, well, because you're relatively new at publishing hubs, and I'm not, I've published about 210 now.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought it would be really fun to talk about how to push through the difficulties of getting started. Mm-hmm. Because I will admit to you, Michelle, it took me about, and with extreme motivation, because I really wanted to work here, it took me about 2.5 months to just write my first article on HubPages.com.
Oh, really? Before you were hired here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had joined. I had an account. It sat empty. I mean, I looked at it. I looked at the tools. I was just...
intimidated or something,
yeah,
right?
I was. Yeah. And the tools are slightly different from, like, WordPress or Blogger editing tools. Like, you know, it's not just the typical editor with, like, an open window and then little... you know, toolbar.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you're using capsules, and it's slightly different, so that scared me a little bit too. I was like, this is different, I can't do this. And really, they're designed to be easier than all the other tools, but they just look different, so they seem harder.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought we could maybe just talk about getting those first couple of hubs published, like getting over the hump, because that's the hardest part. Like, honestly, yeah, like you're on number two now, like you're gonna do three really soon. After that, like, it just... before you know it, you'll be beyond 200. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't believe that I've already written that many, because it's just so easy now.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I've been going through the same process that you went through for the first 2.5 months yourself. I mean, when I was hired here, it took me probably 2 months to actually write a hub. And then that whole process of writing my first hub, first of all, I'm a writer. I write on my own privately, and I have been on and off for years now, but it's a new idea for me to write things that people will read.
Right.
And I think it's a very daunting idea. So I think that was my problem when I first wrote my first hub. And it took me like, oh gosh, I don't know, a week and a half to actually finish it. And I was very meticulous about every sentence and, you know, word placement and all of that. And my second hub, I mean, I just finished my second hub a few days ago, and it was the same thing. Like, I felt like, I mean, it took me, what, like a week to write about. And one of our coworkers here, George, called it writer's apprehension.
Writer's apprehension. I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Almost as dangerous as writer's block.
Yeah.
But more frustrating, because you have the ideas, you're just kind of nervous about it.
Yeah, a little insecure, a little, you know, like, I don't know, the idea of people reading what you write and judging it, especially because you're not anonymous. I mean, for we HubPages employees, you know, we all read each other's hubs.
Yeah.
And that idea of people who I, you know, work with reading what I write is a little scary, too.
I can tell you that that's not going to be like that for long.
I know. So I'm anxious to, like, get over that hump. I think I have a couple more hubs to write, and then I'll be okay.
Yeah, trust me. Like, before you know, you'll be writing about the most ridiculous stuff, and you won't even care.
Yeah.
But I think anyone who joins the site, especially HubPages, and not just like a blog, because I wrote on a blog. I wrote on many, many blogs, a ton before I started publishing on HubPages, and that was so much easier. But the problem with HubPages is that it's not a problem, actually. It's really nice. Is that people comment on your work. You can expect people in the community to stop by and read something and actually care about what you're contributing to the HubPages community. Mm-hmm. And that's like...
kind of cool to have, like...
It's cool, but they're paying attention, you right. know? And you want to be funny, and you want to be witty, and you want to be cool, because this isn't just the internet at large and, like, a bunch of uncaring readers. Like, this is an actual community of people that mm-hmm. has, you know, like, it's complete with the crazies and the jokers and the mean people and the cool people. And, like, you want to yeah. fit in with them, mm-hmm. and it's hard to get started.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one of the great things is to maybe get to know a couple of other writers on the site, maybe read other people's hubs and comment on them, or, you know, if you're, like, if this were just a blogging scenario or something, like, read other people's work mm-hmm. and just get to know, like, play the field. And I think the more you get to know people and the more that you notice other people's mistakes, the less you're nervous about making yeah. your own.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Yeah, because lots that's of people make mistakes me. On this site, you yeah. know, and like
grammatical nice things, errors. Yeah, or, yeah.
It's a you're not going to be the only one to mm-hmm. possibly make them, although yours are flawless because you spend so much time on them. But yeah. it's a yeah. The more you poke around, the easier it seems. Mm-hmm. I think. So another interesting barrier that stopped me, like I said, was the different editing tools. Did you have any trouble with those, or like what did you think about them when you first saw them?
Well, I had a problem with figuring out how to change the font. But then I realized yeah. we can't do that.
Yeah, we have a fixed font on Hub Pages.
But it was weird because I copy and pasted a name in one of my hubs. One of those French names.
Oh, and then the formatting came through funny.
And the formatting came through, and I was trying to figure out how to make it all the same.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until I saved it that it actually auto-normalized
everything. Yeah. 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 So sometimes the tools seem a little bit funny. And
yeah.
Yeah. I think the more you use it, that's just a matter of practice. So to anyone who's new, just know that it gets easier with time.
But what other editing things that you're thinking about?
Well, I mean, it's just the big thing is that with the Hub tool, like instead of just working, like I said, with one big window to which you will add pictures or maybe a couple links or just text, you've got text capsules, video capsules, photo capsules, map capsules, table capsules.
Yeah.
Like they're different. You add in distinct elements and yeah. sort of put them together like puzzle pieces instead of throwing puzzle pieces all into one box.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a slightly different approach to things. But I think it's just a matter of adjustment. And the more you use it, the more it's like second nature. Also because they're designed to be easier to use than the stuff that we're already used to using.
Right. No, for me it's just about getting more used to, you know, the different functions. But our CEO, Paul, actually brought up a good point the other day. He said nobody taught us how to use Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, and it's kind of the same way. So
you just kind of poke around until
yeah,
you get it.
Yeah, just gradually navigating more and more throughout the site and creating more hubs. It's just going to be like second nature to me, you know.
Great point.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think the third and final thing that helped me get past like the got to publish that like fourth hub to just doing it is the realization that it's totally changeable.
Yeah.
And I think that one big issue, like, I think it seems more permanent when you're doing freelance writing or if you're even blogging because so much of it's time sensitive and people are just going to read it once. That does seem a little bit more permanent even though you can go back and edit things. But with hubs on Hub Pages, one thing that is really great is that they're kind of timeless.
Yeah.
They're timeless articles. They're guides that you've created. If you learn something new, you go back and add something to it. If you see a mistake, you go back and change it.
Mm-hmm.
It's super easy to go back and change your work. So I love that because sometimes I'm just like, this isn't ready to go out. This isn't ready to go out. But you can almost think about your work as an active draft. Obviously, one that is edited and polished, you know, that you're comfortable with sharing with other people.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's a draft. You can go back and change it whenever you want to. And your articles get better over time. So, yeah, you don't have to worry too much about making it absolutely perfect when you first publish
right.
it because you can go back and change it whenever you feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice thing
that's
is that
a good point.
People
good
have actually thing. Commented, like, you have a typo in the third paragraph. And I'm just like, great, thanks. And I go back and I fix it. And it's great that people will let you know about these things, because then I don't have to pay so much attention. Not that I'm being lazy, except that I really am.
But we're all kind of supporting each other.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a community of naysayers, I feel.
It isn't. No, it really isn't. I mean, sometimes people like to, like, gossip on the forums.
Of course.
But when it comes to commenting on each other's work, you know, as long as it's not, like, work designed to incite argument.
Right.
E.g. very radical religious or political articles.
Yeah.
Then people aren't really gonna, you know, come with fighting words.
Right.
They're just gonna comment on your work and give you constructive, useful feedback, which is great. So if you're new to Hub Pages and you too are feeling that whole, oh my gosh, I cannot publish something feeling, or what is it called? Writer's apprehension?
Writer's apprehension.
Ooh, gosh, I love that word. If you feel,
thanks, George.
Yeah, George is awesome. If you feel writer's apprehension, consider all these things. With practice, it gets easier. With just taking time to consider the supportive community, it gets easier. And of course, with realizing that nothing is permanent or set in stone, it gets easier. So go ahead and write something. Write like you're writing an email to someone, explaining something. It can be that personable.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Sometimes actually I'll write hubs instead of email responses when I'm explaining something to someone, and then I just send them a link. It's really cheesy, but then, I mean, I can stand to make money from that guide I just created.
That's true.
If it were an email, only that one person would benefit, so I actually just did that this week.
That's a good idea. See, I want to get to that point where it's like, eh, no big deal.
Yeah, I'll just publish this version, but it's really just like an email to someone. No, I mean, people do that all the time. So, yeah, just write it. Just do it. But yeah, thank you for sharing your experience, Michelle, because I felt the exact same thing.
Yes.
And I'm sure you're not alone.
Well, I'm eager to get over this hub hump. And hopefully you'll be seeing more hubs from me soon.
I'm looking forward to it, and I know you will.
Yes. Thank you.